This is Steve Woodward teeing off. A summer celebrating the 250th anniversary of America's founding has been one endless hyperventilation episode for the frenzied left, furious that this milestone year coincides with President Trump's second term. Live UFC matches and a record-setting fireworks production made lefty heads explode. Now they're directing their permanent rage toward a Freedom 250 IndyCar Grand Prix coming to Washington streets on August 23rd. For the first time, IndyCars will traverse a 1.7-mile course through the heart of the nation's capital, completing nearly 150 laps at speeds approaching 185 miles per hour. Alas, cultured elites worry that these powerful contraptions will damage precious works nearby in the National Gallery of Art. They allocated tax dollars to conduct an extensive vibration study. Findings apparently were inconclusive. The gallery has declined to release them. No mention of DC Metro subway cars operating nearby for 50 years, or that IndyCar races have happened in numerous major cities near galleries and museums. It was always a lame attempt to blame Trump for something, anything, again. Gentlemen, start your engines. I'm Steve Woodward, artfully teed off.